Well, the situation is now farcical. This is the third vessel to be turned at port. Four others refused to enter into port because of the over-interpretation on the part of the Irish authorities of EU regulations. We are abiding by one EU rule book, but the rules that are being applied here in Ireland are not applied in any other EU coastal state. That's where the anomaly lies. Furthermore, up to and including the 6th of March, these rules didn't apply in Killybegs because we were working under a different regime, which was all part of the interim control plan, which we're still operating on. So it's obvious that by changing the rules ourselves, Ireland has put ourselves into an impossible situation where the normal functioning of land and fish seems can no longer happen.
And now this again leads to the situation where fish are having to be transported to Derry in order to be properly weighed and then driven along the land earlier this week. So this is creating a conundrum now where you can weigh the fish at one port in Derry, despite Killybegs having the facilities in place to do the same weighing.
You can function in Derry, you can't function in Killybegs. That's because we're interpreting a set of rules differently to them. So what we need now is some strong political leadership to get a handle on this before it completely spirals out of control. 51 workers were sent home because the fish that was due to land has now to go to Derry in order to come back via road back to Killybegs. And by the way, when it was at the port of Killybegs, it was within 400 metres off the factory. So if someone can tell me the logic of that, I'm perfectly willing to listen to them.